not have any loose car.
Hello, this is George.
Hey, George, it's Ruben at Cardiff. How are you doing?
I'm good. How you doing, Ruben?
Got your message. Thanks. I'm glad Lena tracked you down. For some reason, I couldn't leave a voicemail. What?
I just said that's weird.
Yeah. Hey, don't worry about it. No big deal. How was your weekend?
Well, that's pretty good.
Cool. All right. Sometimes it's not a bad thing to do. So let's better than mine. Let's bring up your file and kind of go through the step by step. So we put together a formal approval for you. Pretty much good to go if you want to move forward. We can approve the whole amount, including taxes, title, and licensing. So everything all in, so you're not having to take money out of pocket to do this. Now, I can offer you anything from 2 to 5 years. But based on our conversation, I believe that 5 years is the way to go here, simply because your payment comfortability zone.
Right.
Now, the most important thing, I think, why you will or will not do business with us, and don't take this the wrong way, I'm just trying to speak to you the way that I'd want to be spoken to if I was buying a product or getting a loan, is that this is going to be a business loan. This is not debt that you are, it's going on your personal credit report as an obligation. That's kind of, I think, the big difference, what you'll see from another, say, financing source. I know your payment goal is to have a payment around $2,500 a month. Is that correct?
Well, I didn't want to be over that. That's for sure.
Okay. So let me give you some numbers. And do you have a pen handy? Or are you driving? I'm not sure if I'm catching you while you're driving.
No, I'm getting ready to sit down in the truck, though.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
So the program your file was approved for, it's if you did everything, I mean, the standard approval is $2,747 a month with two payments due at signing. We can discount that. We can't come close to the $2,500 a month payment, but we can basically split the difference. What I've got you approved for is $2,600 flat for the full amount. If you wanted to get your payment lower, it would just simply be by you putting some money down, which is, I don't think, is what you're looking for. Or, most importantly, you getting the price of the equipment lowered. The price of equipment dropped, you know, then of course you get it to that $2,500 mark.
So you're financing $115,000, basically.
$115,006.97.
Right. Now, of course, that does not include title and licensing. Because you won't even know what that is here. You won't even know what that is here in Colorado.
Hold on 1 second. I thought that was included in the invoice. Give me a second.
No. They don't even know. It's just taxes.
Oh, registration. Oh, okay. So, no, we're doing this on taxes. So, I don't know if we can finance registration. That's a good question.
You can't.
I don't think so.
You just won't know what, you know, you'd have to know all the particulars of every county that everybody's in.
No, we can. We've done it before. But it's honestly a big mess because we go to the DMV and we get an estimate. I just don't know if we could roll it in because of the soft cost. I know we can do taxes, but it might be a little tricky. So I have D&H. I have delivery and handling is $395. I do not have registration.
Right, that's just their thing. So right, and I can take care of that.
Yeah.
So we're at $115,006.96 at $2,600 a month.
$2,600 flat, correct. I'm able to kind of go above the individual credit officer's head and chop down the pricing and give you something that I think is pretty competitive because the way that we see it is, I don't know if you've done some research on us. I'm assuming you have, correct?
Just a little bit.
Okay. Okay. I can just give you the spiel. I've been here for a little more than 9.5 years. I'm not on the sales side anymore, but people do like working with us on a repeat basis. We offer some products that are different than traditional banks. We offer equipment financing, but we also offer unsecured lines of credit and loans, which is a pretty unique program to do this on an unsecured basis. Most of the customers, about 75 to 80%, typically work with us on a repeat basis. So I want to do something where, hey, if we can push it a little without risking your approval, and that's what I was able to do.
Right. So what's the interest rate that you figured all that in at?
Okay, so the contract that you're going to get from us, it's not going to have an interest and principal amortization schedule. You can feel free to run your own numbers, take our contract to your CPA. It's not a problem at all. But what I can do is I can quote you a rate factor. And the rate factor I'm quoting you is simply the monthly payment divided by the equipment cost. So that's 2,600 divided by 115,06.97. The rate factor there is a 0.0226. To give you an idea of rate factors in the industry, they generally range from about a 0.021 to a 0.027. So you're getting something that I feel is pretty competitive.
Because I ran some numbers at $115,000 at like 10%, that would have put my payment at about $2,300, if I remember right.
Let's take a look. Bear with me. I mean, in my opinion, just kind of numbers that I see, if you were putting down, there's two ways to calculate these numbers. What we can quote you is a simple interest rate, which is a yearly cost of interest, which is simply the amount of finance charges over the term, which would be 2,600 multiplied by 60. So 2,600 multiplied by 60 is, let's just bring it up. Is $156,000 is the payback over 5 years. That's $115,006.97. So that means on our term, you'd be paying back $40,993 of interest. So over 5 years, you'd be paying back a yearly interest cost of $81,98.60. So you just take $81,98.60 and you divide that by the $115,000 equipment cost and $6.90. And so that gets you to a yearly simple interest rate of 7.1%. If you're talking about what's called an amortization calculator, like a mortgage calculator, I don't believe, and I can just run the numbers because I have that calculator as well, but let me just make sure I can give you accurate numbers here to the best of my ability. Can you bear with me for about 30 seconds?
Sure.
Cool. You said how much per month?
If I figured I just did a round number of 115,000 at 5 years at 10%, I thought we were right around 2,300 and some odd dollars.
No, because even from an effective interest rate calculator, and I can run that for you as well, it wouldn't be close. If you did, and here's the reason why, if you did 2,300 a month, just to give you some number, 2,300 a month, and you did that over 60 months.
From 60.
Yeah, I can run an amortization schedule for you. Give me a second. Okay.
138.
Yeah, if you ran like an amortization schedule, you wouldn't be at 10. You'd be around, even if you still put two payments at signing, you'd be around 7 and change, about 7.97. So a little under 8. But I think kind of the bigger thing of this product is really just what your needs are as a business owner. 9 times out of 10, this cost of money is going to be slightly higher than an equipment loan you get from your bank. So I guess the real question.
I understand that.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm a consumer just like you. So I think the one thing that I would always ask is, well, what am I getting in return? Why do this deal? Correct.
Right. Does it make sense to spend this much?
Yeah.
You know, am I going to get my return back on this piece of equipment?
There you go. And should, like, let's just assume your bank does finance you. And let's just assume that they do two payments due at signing. Well, what are you going to save with your bank? From my impression, maybe you save $100 to $200, but, you know, maybe $100 a month, maybe $150. But at the end of the day, I think the whole advantage here is this. Many banks are going to come back and have limits. They're going to say, hey, you got approved for $75,000. Just put $35,000 into it. Put an equity position. And this is the whole strength here is, you're not having to put a lot of money. You're basically putting nothing due at signing, just a first and last payment, and you're getting something under your business credit as opposed to the continuous leverage of your personal credit. And in return for that, you'll pay, you know, if I could just run apples to apples numbers, probably a year, year and a half, maybe $100-$150, which in my for my customers, when I have my and I have my own book of business, I don't directly solicit anyone anymore. But I mean, I would tell if you asked me, like, if you were my customer and I knew kind of the numbers that I knew, I would say jump on this opportunity simply because I know kind of two steps ahead what it looks like. But it's truly up to your decision. It's completely your call.
Right. So if we were to get them down around the $2,500 mark, what would my final price need to be?
Okay.
Like,
so let's
beat them guys up a little bit.
Yeah, I think that's always reasonable. So give me a second. So bear with me. I'm just going to take that rate factor and get to where I need to be. Okay. I kind of have to just tab this out, so bear with me. So let's do... I just have to manually adjust this. This is why this is taking me, so I have to just make it custom, so bear with me. If you get to 111, you're at $2,509 a month. So if you get to like 1,010, I'm literally going to adjust it constantly, but you have to be around a 111 all in to be at the $2,500 mark.
Okay. I'll give me something to work with.
Okay, yeah.
So let me call him and talk to him, and then he'll have to talk to his manager and all that stuff, and we'll go from there.
Cool, yeah. Once you, just to walk through the process, if you kind of give us, hey, green light, ready to rock and roll, let us know. Also, in terms of disclosure, we've worked with a lot of dealers, so I can kind of give you a heads up if you wish. I think from what you told me, your dealers price is pretty competitively. They know the market, but mm-hmm. in terms of the financing process, how does it work? Well, once you've disclosed, once you've kind of said, hey, we want to do this, we call your dealer. You say, hey, we're the financing company. They've done this a million times. They send us a copy of the front of the title, a copy of the back of the title. We do documents. We fund the vendor after a site visit. Pretty straightforward.
Right. Yeah. You told me that the other day, and I let them know. I would say you'd be sending a guy out there to take pictures of the vehicle and take, you know, do an inspection on it. And I don't think that's an issue.
No, it's standard.
So, okay. Well, I'll actually give him a call right now and tell him where we're at.
Okay.
Cool. Thanks, Ruben.
You got it, sir.
And
thank you.
Call you back on this number?
Yeah, just give me a call back or Lena call back. Just let us know what the, you know, we just need a revised invoice for equipment costs, and we get your docs out and get it rolling.
Okay. Sounds good.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.